The FBI arrested three Afghan men last night as part of an investigation into a possible terrorist plot to blow up targets in the United States. One of those detained, Najibullah Zazi, works as a shuttle driver at the Denver airport. According to documents released by the Justice Department, the 24-year-old suspect admitted to receiving explosives training from Al-Qaeda. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been covering the story for us. And Dina, was this arrest last night a surprise? I mean, hadn't the FBI been questioning Zazi for days now?
Yeah, in fact, his lawyer kept saying if his client was really a terrorist, then would the FBI allow him to leave after questioning? Although that's a tiny bit disingenuous, because a lot of suspects are brought back and forth to FBI headquarters for questioning before they're ever charged. Now, Zazi was supposed to talk to FBI agents in Denver again yesterday, on Saturday, and he canceled at the last minute. And once he did that, it was pretty clear the arrest was going to be next. One law enforcement official said to us that as long as Zazi was talking and coming in, they were willing to put him on a short leash. But once that cooperation stopped, they needed to bring him in. So they charged him with lying to an FBI agent. Not terrorism charges, but just lying to a FBI agent. Now, allegedly, there were some notes on his computer on how to build a bomb, and he said he downloaded them accidentally. And FBI officials say he got them quite purposefully from an email account he had.
But Dina, he wasn't the only one arrested. His father and a friend of his from Queens in New York are also in custody.
Right. You remember all this started to break out in the open last week when members of the FBI NYPD Joint Terrorism Task Force swarmed three apartment buildings in Queens. They were apparently looking for bomb components. And Zazi had been staying at one of the apartments that they searched and was friends with the people who were living in the other two residences they looked at. And police were looking for these bomb components, but they never really found them. What they found instead, according to a law official we talked to, was 16 new backpacks, a bunch of cell phones, and a bomb-making manual. You know, what we can also report is that six or seven other men thought to be part of this case were also quietly arrested in New York last week. It's unclear what they've been charged with so far, but two different law enforcement sources told us that the men tried to rent a U-Haul truck a couple of weeks ago and then tried to pay for it in cash. And when the clerk had demanded identification, they refused and left. When the FBI questioned these guys about it, they denied the whole thing. But allegedly, the manager of this U-Haul franchise was able to identify the men from photographs the FBI showed him. So they might be charged with lying to federal agents as well, but that's still pretty unclear.
Now, we started hearing about this possible plot already last week when there was a raid on some apartment buildings in Queens and then Zazi's apartment in Aurora, Colorado. And you learned that some backpacks and cell phones were found there.
Yeah, they haven't really made that public, but one law enforcement source close to the investigation told us that they found 19 backpacks and a number of cell phones in those Queens searches, and they found this bomb-making manual. And in addition to that, they uncovered some receipts that they'd been following up on in Denver. These officials said those receipts included the purchase of some chemicals at home improvement stores in the Denver area, and the FBI has been going to those stores trying to get surveillance video to see if they can identify some other possible suspects in all of this.
So, Dina, are authorities worried that there are other people out there who are involved in the plot that they don't have in custody?
And yes, in fact, that's what they're most worried about. They're worried there are people out there who are planning something and they haven't found any bomb-making material. But clearly, between, you know, receipts and backpacks and cell phones, there's some loose ends. You know, we're hearing that they have more than a dozen people under surveillance in addition to Zazi. And some of them are in New York, some of them are in the Denver area, and some of them are actually out of the country.
Dina, some law enforcement officials are calling this the most serious terrorism investigation since 9/11. Why is that?
Well, here's what worried them. You know, it appears that there's some expertise in this group that usually terror groups in this country don't have. And that's what's made this investigation so sensitive. One former law enforcement official described it as the first time since the 9/11 attacks the FBI thought they had a group that could actually launch a credible attack.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thank you.
You're welcome.